On Saturday, April 20th, at 8 p.m., Bishop Daly will be here at the cathedral as we celebrate the great vigil of Easter. The ceremony will be complete with baptisms and confirmations, First Holy Communions, and the renewal of baptismal promises. In fact, at Easter, every single one of us renew the promises that we made in baptism, which is then followed by a sprinkling with blessed water. The renewal of baptismal promises begins with the bishop or the priest asking the people about their relationship with Satan. And so we are asked, "Do you renounce Satan?" "I do." "And all his works?" "I do." "And all his empty show?" "I do." This particular translation that we have now comes from the revision of the Roman Missal, the third edition from 2011. And I think it's great. I love this particular translation, particularly that third question, "and all his empty show." I think it used to be all his empty works. But I think "show" is a much better translation. Because Satan's temptations, his bluster and fury are all hollow in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the presence and the power of Jesus Christ, the empty show of Satan, the empty show that he puts on, has no substance. In fact, he and his temptations are pathetic. The best image that always comes to my mind as I think about the power of Satan is the Wizard of Oz. The plot of the Wizard of Oz ends with Dorothy finally encountering the wizard and bringing the witch's broom to him, hoping to get home. And this wizard looks terrifying. There's fire exploding and thick red smoke and black smoke. There's a booming voice shouting out, "I am the great and the powerful Oz." He breaks his promise to Dorothy, and he tries to get away with it with lots of bluster and fury and shouting. I'm sure you remember the image. And then what happens? The curtain is pulled back to reveal a pathetic man pulling the levers for this great show. No substance and absent of any real power. We see this encounter between the power of Satan and our Lord in this, our gospel for the first Sunday of Lent. Jesus has fasted for 40 days. 40 days. We can imagine how weak and hungry he might be. And Satan then tries to capitalize on that. In three different ways, Satan attempts to tempt Jesus. He presents him with the temptation to hunger, the temptation to power, and the temptation to put God the Father to the test, to test the goodness of God. And each time, Jesus rejects the temptations of Satan and reveals him as a pathetic creature with a good show, but no real power in the face of the Almighty Son of God. The season of Lent involves encountering the power of evil and temptation. Think about what you decided to give up for Lent, or what sacrifice you wanted to make. As you think about that, how many times have you been tempted to give up on that resolution since Ash Wednesday? As I think about it for myself, you know, we're only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 or 5 days. I've been tempted at least three times, two times pretty strongly. There's a battle that is going on within us when we are tempted. And in those times, I suggest calling to mind the pathetic power of Satan in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has a pretty good show. It's kind of attractive and awe-inspiring. But Jesus Christ always wins. We are in a spiritual battle this Lent, which means the temptations will present themselves often accompanied by a great yet hollow show. So we began Lent on Ash Wednesday. At that Mass, the opening prayer began in this way: Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. That's battle language. A campaign is battle language. Restraining our passions, our hungers, our desires, those restraints are weapons that assist us in our fight. And it takes a conscious act of the will to remind ourselves about what is going on in those times of temptation. Now, some may be thinking, you know, oh, great. Father, I've already messed up. And I gave in once or twice. And I would say, okay, but do not despair. Trust in the love and mercy of God. Rearm yourself and move on. Satan wants us to despair and to give up. It's obvious. Jesus wants to heal our wounds and then have us get back into the fight. Because the fight does continue. We see that on the very last line of the gospel this morning. So Jesus goes through these temptations. He resists Satan. And then the last line is this: when the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. Interesting. Not forever. The gospel says he departed him for a time, which means he'll be back. And the same is true for us. At the Easter Masses, we will all renew the promises made at our baptism. We will hear the priest saying, "Let us renew the promises of holy baptism, which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church." Perhaps it might be helpful then for us to practice that first part of the renewal right now, to give us strength and courage in the face of the pathetic creature that is Satan. And so I ask you, do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty show? May God, who has begun this good work in you, bring it to completion.